There is something very human running through all of our readings this morning. Thirst. In the book of Exodus, the people of Israel wander through the wilderness, tired, anxious, and afraid. The water has run out, tempers flare, faith falters. Eventually, they turn on Moses with a question that has echoed through every generation of believers. Is the Lord among us or not? It's a painfully honest question. People ask it when life becomes difficult, when hope seems thin, when the future feels uncertain. Churches ask it too. A small church, like St. Mary Magdalene, can sometimes feel a little like Israel in the wilderness. The congregation is small. Energy can feel stretched. And the world changes faster than we might like. Quietly, the question arises, is the Lord still among us? Yet in that wilderness story, something remarkable happens. God tells Moses to strike the rock, and from that hard and unlikely place, water begins to flow. Life appears when no one expected it. The gospel takes us to another place of thirst, a well in Samaria in the heat of the day. Jesus meets a woman who has come alone, perhaps avoiding the crowds, someone who knows the awkwardness of her past. Yet Jesus begins with her, one of the longest conversations he has with anyone in the Gospels. And at the heart of it, he says, those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. Jesus is speaking about the deep thirst of the human soul, the longing for forgiveness, for meaning, for belonging, and peace with God. And the remarkable thing is who receives this revelation, not a religious leader or scholar, but a Samaritan woman with a complicated life. And yet this woman becomes the first evangelist in the story. She leaves her water jar behind and runs back to the town saying, come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. And because of her testimony, many people come to believe. Faith often spreads like that. Not through prestige or through strength, but through encounter. One person meeting Christ and telling another. Rowan Williams once described mission as simply being caught up in the movement of God's love towards the world. And that movement does not depend on numbers or status. It happens wherever people encounter Christ and quietly bear witness. And that is the calling of a village church like this. Prayer offered here, week by week, may seem small, but it participates in something far larger than we can see. Jesus says to his disciples, look around you, the fields are ripe for harvest. And sometimes that harvest appears in simple ways. A conversation with a neighbour, a new family through the door, a child at our school asking about God. And the world needs that witness. In a world marked by conflict and division, the church cannot solve every crisis, but it can bear witness to a deeper truth, that in Christ, strangers can become neighbours and enemies can become brothers and sisters. Paul reminds us in Romans that suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And that hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And perhaps that is where the gospel leaves us. The Samaritan woman arrived at the well, tired, burdened, and alone. She came simply looking for water, but she left having encountered Christ. And that encounter changed everything. She discovered that the deepest thirst of the human heart can and is met by the living God. And once she tasted that living water, she could not keep it to herself. She went back and said the simplest, most powerful words that any witness can say. Come and see. Not an argument, not a strategy, not a mission action plan, just an invitation. C.S. Lewis once suggested that faith is like waking up to the discovery that the world is sustained by a love deeper than we had imagined. And when we glimpse that truth, even faintly, it becomes something that we want others to discover as well. That is the mission of the church. And it is the mission of this small, faithful community here in Bolney. You may sometimes feel tired, but the gospel reminds us that God has always, always worked through ordinary people in ordinary ways, in unlikely places. A rock in the wilderness, a well in Samaria, an ancient church in this village. Places where living water quietly begins to flow. So the invitation today is simple. Come again to the well. Come to Christ in prayer, in scripture, and in the breaking of bread. Drink deeply of the grace that he offers. And then in the ordinary conversations of daily life, be ready to say to others, in words or in quiet acts of kindness, come. See. For the one we meet here today is not only the hope of our own lives, but truly, in the words of the Samaritan woman, the Saviour of the world. Amen.